doesn't.
And I would giggle. I wouldn't even know what to say.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel Gelbart.
I'm horny, grab some lube and do it.
And Larry Mead.
I'm so butch.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
the only thing you can do by talking is ruin it.
Here's Nate.
That's right. Back for another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Without Larry.
Of course.
Larry is in the 50th state. That's Hawaii for all of you who failed geography. He's at a lesbian wedding.
He is.
Or a gay wedding, if you want to say that. Same-sex couple wedding.
More specifically, though, lesbian wedding.
Lesbian wedding.
Ironically, I have a flag with only 48 states on it, and that means it's missing Alaska and Hawaii. So.
There you go. That voice you can hear in the distant background is our friend Noel. We're going to need you to adjust that microphone and get it right up next to your mouth. I've turned it down so you can move it.
Right there?
Yeah, you need to be up like that, buddy.
Right there?
Yeah.
Are you going to sit like that, or are you going to move your mic closer to you?
There we go. There you go. I've turned it down so you can adjust that.
He looks like an ostrich. Now he's deep-throating the mic.
That's why I turned it off.
I like
for now,
it.
So we could do that. Hi, Mel. How are you?
I'm amazing.
That's good to know. Yeah, so Larry's away. Joining us is our friend Noel DeWitt. Hello, Noel.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you doing?
It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you too, Mel.
I don't get a lot of Noel time.
No, I love my Mel, though.
Oh.
Noel. And my Nate, except me and Nate had our weekend.
We had bro time on Friday night.
Oh, my.
We hella did.
we hella
California.
We did. We had some good time. We went to see a concert, a three-band concert.
What was it?
It was at, I'll start out by saying it was at the Thunder Valley Casino Amphitheater. And by amphitheater, that's a black parking lot with a stage at one end and a bunch of folding chairs on it. So that's amphitheater.
Oh my God.
Brett Michaels, Night Ranger, and who was the opener? Oh, Slaughter.
Oh my God, it was like 80s night.
Oh, yeah. It was super 80s night.
I've seen all of those bands.
Yeah.
So Slaughter opened up the night, and one of the things I noticed, especially going back to look at the pictures, and they're on my Facebook page, if anybody's Facebook friends with me, Slaughter had to squint their entire set because they were staring into the sunset.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the thing. But I think they probably had the most rockin'est set all night long.
Nice.
I agree.
And the big takeaway was their drummer is ridiculous. Their drummer was absolutely phenomenal. And we'll have to quiz Arjun on some of this stuff next week. But the drummer at one point was drumming with both hands, and he had another drumstick in his mouth, another one balanced on the top of his head.
Oh my!
Yeah, it was just crazy. The whole
Cirque du Soleil drum.
Yeah,
it was hot as hell, but no homo.
it was also, oh, I thought you were talking about the temperature because it was really fucking warm and it was a black parking lot. Oh, you were talking about how hot the drummer was. Okay.
Just the drumming style. I've been in bands for years.
So. We're going to need that. Going to need you to adjust that microphone again, Noel.
Again,
right here. Just get it right down there on you.
Okay.
There we go. That's probably closer.
The mic is going down on me.
There you go. That's better. We have this problem with Larry, too, but his problem is he keeps moving around like this, so then he comes on and off and all the time.
And then he bumps into the mic.
Yeah, and then he's texting and he hits the mic stand. But Slaughter was out. Then Night Ranger came out, which was very cool. And Night Ranger
Absolutely. Still
rocks very, very hard. And one of the cool things about Night Ranger is Brad Gillis, their guitar player, it was his birthday. And so the crowd sang happy birthday to Brad Gillis, which I've never experienced at a concert before. I thought that was really cool.
I saw Bon Jovi and Skid Row a million years ago, and it was Sebastian Bach's birthday. So they tied him to a chair during the Bon Jovi show, sang happy birthday, smashed a cake in his face, and then left him tied to the chair for the whole Bon Jovi set.
Nice.
It was pretty awesome.
Best show I saw before that was Foo Fighters. It was a good one.
That was a good show. I find it hard to top Garth Brooks live. I know it's going to sound crazy, because I've seen Kiss, I've seen Poison, I've seen Cinderella, I've seen Brooks and Dunn. But, yeah, Garth Brooks live show, when dude was kicking it hardcore, was fantastic. But Night Ranger was good. They played all of their hits, including, of course, this one. But what's really weird is when you're in an outdoor concert and they slow it down to do the ballad, it just feels wrong.
Why?
It just feels wrong. Oh. I can't explain it to you.
If you guys hold hands and sway? So,
just a few seconds ago, it's very funny that he's playing Sister Christian because Nate's new cats are making out with each other just about 2 seconds ago.
Well, I think it was a subtle move by Ace to get Hef to jump off the chair more than anything.
Okay.
As opposed to making out. But
you'd know your cats better than me.
I do. My cats know homo. They in fact, do fight most of the time. It's quite entertaining. And it's also really awesome because they're both about 3.5 months old. And it takes a lot of the pressure off me to deal with kitten energy because I come home and they've been running around all day.
They've worn each other out.
Yeah, but before that, I would come home and Ace would have been sleeping all day. And then I get home and he's like, I want to play. I've got like a whole store of energy. And I'm like, dude, I just spent 8 hours slaying the dragon. That's what I do, slaying the dragon. You know who else slays the dragon? Bret Michaels slays the dragon. He slays it hard.
That boy has some tight pants.
He does. His pants are so tight, my nuts hurt watching him. His bad. My toes are still numb thinking about them.
Wow.
That's how tight they were. And this was something Noel noticed. He goes, man, his background band looks really rough. You know, like they're rough-looking dudes. And he's like, I would have thought that Bret Michaels would have had prettier-looking guys in his band. And I'm like, hell no.
They give him cred because he's so pretty.
Well, yeah, and it's like girls, when they hang out with a bunch of other girls, they find a group of other girls that are less attractive, so they seem more attractive by comparison.
Oh, yeah.
The look on Mel's face tells me she's not the one picking the group of ugly girls to hang out with.
I know, I think I'm the ugly one in my group. Aww. Damn it.
Oh, no, Mel, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
So that was the concert, Bret Michaels, and if you're stoked on Bret Michaels, Poison is going out on tour this summer, starting basically now with Def Leppard.
Yeah, like next week.
Yeah, with Def Leppard.
Yeah.
So Bret Michaels left to go to a gig in Illinois, and Night Ranger, I think, was at the Sonoma County Fair the next day. So that was Friday night at the casino up in Lincoln, and they couldn't really figure out what to say, because you know at a concert they're like, hello Chicago, or hello whatever. So it was just like, hello California.
He played what is it, Alabama? What is that song?
Oh yeah, so Bret Michaels got
Sweet Home Alabama.
Got special permission from the guys in 38 Special and Lynyrd Skynyrd to do Sweet Home Alabama. But he's not from Alabama. He's from Pennsylvania and has spent pretty much his entire adult life in California.
So why did he want to do that?
So why didn't he want to play Sweet Home California?
Because that doesn't make
or
any sense.
Or Hotel California?
well, because that sucks.
Because
but it has California in it. I was trying to, you know.
Yeah. And Tesla decided to do, when they did a cover many moons ago, they decided to cover Lodi by CCR. And if you listen to their live album, you know, somebody, we'd do something about where we're from, and some jackass yells, Freebird! And you can hear it on the recording. They go, no, we're from California. And they did Lodi.
Oh.
Which I was really surprised when I moved to Sacramento that more people hadn't heard the song Lodi by CCR. They're like, I've never heard that before. I'm like, really? No, never heard it. I'm like, they didn't play CCR in California? That never happened?
That is kind of weird.
That's swamp rock. Wrong part of the country.
I don't know anything about it. Yeah, the band from Sacramento that played it. Anyway, moving
Wait,
on.
Wait, CCR's from
No. Tesla's from Sacramento.
Yeah, okay.
CCR is from somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where from, but it doesn't matter for our purposes here. This is our 52nd show, by the way, so it's been a year of the Nate Darling Show. Why are we not celebrating this week? Is it because Larry's not here? Because
he's lame.
No, it's not because Larry's not here. Fuck him. what? It's not like he's listening either. He's busy having gay fun in Hawaii. No.
Sailor!
we're going to celebrate on the one-year anniversary of Mel joining the show, which is coming up in a few weeks.
That's when the show got good.
That's when we bonded together to make the show the show.
You know, might be selfish, except let's just celebrate Noel's first time on the microphone with the Nate Dying Show.
What's to celebrate it? Well,
it's my first time.
Well, like many people's first times, maybe you can go home and cry alone and feel shame afterward.
Well, if it's a first date.
That's every night for Noel.
Or if you could go with the other side of your first time, you go home and convince yourself that you were really, really awesome, when in fact, you were just kind of there.
Aww.
That's the two versions of first time.
Stay home and look at your two cats.
You want to hear something really sad?
What's that?
After my first time, I had to go home and put salve on the rug burn on my back. I'm not proud.
So there you go, Noel. You probably won't need any topical ointment to get through the evening.
No. I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Let me just say that.
And thank you for being here. All right, we're going to start off the show. This is a lovely lady. I'm going to say lovely lady.
It's so hard to even think looking at the picture on your screen right now.
Here is the headline. I'm getting boobs to give my kids a better life.
I think that's triple M.
Oh, okay. It just...
Okay.
I'm just reading. sorry. She is the mother of six, obsessed with making her giant L cup boobs bigger, and she says she's doing it for her kids. She's 44. Her name is Lacey Wild with two D's. Of course it is. She's undergone not one, not two, but 12 breast enlargements, and now she's preparing to become a size Her children say her boobs are embarrassing and want her to stop risking her health. But the glamour model, Lacey, whose real name is Paula Simmons, says she wants to have the op to give her kids a better life.
So you're saying she was not born Lacey Wild?
With two Ds, no.
With two D? Wow.
She said, If I have triple M implants, it will take me to the top five big-breasted models in the world. It will increase my fame and earning power considerably. I want to make the most of this opportunity to give my kids a good lifestyle.
Or her boobs will explode and she will die of a horrible flesh-eating virus.
You know, I think she's kind of hot, but at the same time, it's kind of gross.
It's a little too much. She
Can
looked...
you imagine having sex with her? I mean, you'd have to do a doggy style or she would kill you.
No.
I'd pretty much do a doggy style with anything that moves.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Good to know.
I'm going to hold very still.
I think you could probably get around it. I mean, you could do... There are various positions you could do. You could do cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. You could do the traditional missionary position, but you'd have to lock your elbows out to do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one smack. Good God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to... I don't think I'd want to motorboat them because I'd be afraid of what would happen. So,
or what's stuck in there.
So she's 40...
No, you could just stuff those cats in there.
Yo, you could. You'd never find them again.
Stuff those and find them in there and... Hey, that would actually just be a little surprise.
I think it's gross. I mean, not only are her boobs disgusting and they're super veiny because they're so pulled thin, but she's also had so much other work that all of her is kind of too much. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Ooh, I just saw this headline that made me very happy. Rockstar Phil Collins rules out a comeback.
Hey!
Thank God. Stay retired. Thank you. Anyway, she is the mom to several children, including Ivy, who's 27. So she's 44. She has a 27-year-old daughter. She has a son, Silas, who's 24, a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
It's funny that the article is written by the son, I think. So they say they use mum and bum.
Right.
But she's not British, so she's a mother to these people.
Right.
It's just funny to read it because I assumed she was British and then she talked and she's very not.
She is from Florida. So that's what you get. She's Floridian all the way. So we'll see if we can hear a little bit of her talking. Just,
you know, so far I just want to say that this show is darling.
Oh yeah.
There's a million blonde girls with big boobs in this world.
Literally.
But there's not a million blonde girls with humongous boobs in this world. It just so happens that I am one of those.
And I'm bored with you already. All right, moving on with the show.
She looked really good, by the way, before she got all the work done. They showed some old pictures of her, and I thought she was very pretty.
Yeah, well, that happens with a lot of women. They start doing more and more. What's going on over there? Is that a music box? Have you opened the music box? Is there a ballerina popping up?
No, here's what's up. My boy from Verizon... runs one of the biggest Northern California Verizon Wireless, and he gave me his old phone, And so it runs kind of funky, except I have free internet because of them. So thank you, Teddy Holden.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Thanks, Teddy. Yeah. You could have taught Noel how to turn his phone off at appropriate times, too. He didn't have time for that.
No.
He was busy being magnanimous. Thanks, Teddy.
I could have taught you how to eat my ass, too.
Noel's not really familiar with the format of the show where I make fun of you if you distract things.
No, I like it because I get all offended and Noel's just like, eat my ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that. Eat my ass, Nate.
You'll do that for 5 minutes and then it'll really start to stick in your craw.
Oh, yeah? Eat my ass.
Yeah, well.
So far, it's good.
It works for a while.
I like it.
This next story right here in Sacramento. And this is burning up the internets. There was a call to the Sacramento River Cats about one Manny Ramirez who has since thankfully for our community and the well-being of first baseman and second baseman everywhere has been released from the River Cats. Let's hear the concern in this lady's voice.
Hi, I'm a viewer of television and I noticed this Manny Rodriguez has these long dreadlocks. I don't know how
I'm
many
a viewer
River
of
Cats
television.
Have that. But we a lot of people out here don't feel these people should be able to have to play with this long hair. It flies in the faces of first, second, third base when they're tagging them out, and it could hurt their eye.
I was expecting fly in the face of morality or humanity. No, it flies in the face of
the
third baseman.
She gets
to that.
When they have dreadlocks, they don't wash that hair.
I just didn't know Bob Morley could pitch.
Those braids are hard to, you know, and any long hair should be out. It shouldn't be allowed. They should have to cut it. They cut it in the service. They have to cut
right.
it in a lot of sports. You know, I don't think they can have it in swimming. I don't.
Why would you want it in swimming?
I was able to call back another day. So
why
I'm
couldn't you have it
in
swimming? You just put it under
tonight,
a cap.
And I think there
why don't you
be
service
rules
me,
where they
young
have
lady?
Have short
None
hair,
of the women
not
in swimming
than
shave their heads.
Behind their ears, and maybe they won't get on these darn performance enhancement drugs.
There you go.
Long hair
wow.
and drugs, we all know, goes together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a cheater and a liar, Dr. Phil says, goes hand in hand.
Oh, well.
Cheat on a
it's
spouse,
like Dr. Phil
they
says.
They also are a liar where they are at the time. And they lie about other. That's a different thing. But the thing is, they should
but
not
I digress.
Have long hair.
No,
sports.
She doesn't.
This shouldn't. It's
shouldn't.
It interferes. It can hurt the eyes of the opposing player trying to tag them out. Mm. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
It doesn't look wholesome.
No.
They should have to abide by the rules.
Because with short hair, Manny would look totally wholesome.
They won't do these drugs either. If they have to act clean cut, maybe they will be clean cut. You really need to give this message to the executive committee.
Yeah, when's the last time you shampooed?
The owner or the executive committee and see where it needs to go. I guess to the owner of the River Cats and to the administrative, the highest office there.
Uh-huh.
She reminds me so much of my client.
I'm not a fuddy-duddy.
She's a lady.
Not a fuddy-duddy. No.
And they're all getting in trouble on steroids and using cortisone for
it's
energy.
The long
that
hair.
Stuff causes cancer. That's why Lance Armstrong, the bike guy, got
the bike
cancer.
Guy.
It's the bike guy.
So we a lot of
what
people
if you cause
study
cancer?
This stuff. And I'm 69
think
years old.
Think about that.
And I'm not
I think she does.
Daddy,
she's making my ears bleed.
She reiterated she's not a fuddy
America
duddy.
With
yeah,
these
definitely.
Long hair, and then they do these drugs, and then it gets into.
She's 2.5 minutes into this phone message, by the way.
It just
won't
rambling.
Stop. That is not according to the Bible or according to
there's
the American
the Bible.
Values.
It's the Bible says you can't have long hair.
American values.
Marriage is against the Bible.
Really?
And
a lot of religions
hair,
you can't cut your
that
hair.
That has been allowed in some sports. They're doing these drugs. There's short-haired ones that do them too, but
there's a few short-haired bad seeds out there.
A dress and hair policy. A hair policy.
A hair policy.
Or they can't have because it does fly into the second, third.
Hey,
all
you
right.
want to book an appointment? I'm a hairdresser.
I'm instituting a hair policy here. I just request that you wash it every now and then. That's
right.
it. That's
she reminds me so much of my clients. I used to have a client that would call like once a week or so when I worked outpatient psych services, and she would start sort of early in the evening with a message that was sort of calm. She was upset about some mundane thing. And then as the night would work, go on, she would ramp up till by 2 a.m. she was leaving me screaming horrible threatening messages, and then by like 4 or 5 a.m. she would be calling to apologize, and so my whole voicemail would be full with her whole emotional cycle of,
with a story arc
yeah.
of drunkenness and sobriety,
and it was always I know that you know that I know that you know that I knows And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. She one time got mad because she said the first couple times I was supposed to meet her, she would spy on me and I would see her behind bushes and stuff, but she wouldn't come talk to me.
Right.
Then I finally met her. We went to a McDonald's and she said that I was sitting in the booth in such a way that the fabric of the booth under my arm looked like an erect penis. And she knows I did that on purpose. And she knows that I know that she knows that I know that she knew that. That it was a penis and I was doing it to offend her. And she left me message after message about the penis that I offended her with.
My penis is wrecked right now.
It was so bizarre.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
Yeah. Don't want to talk about penis anymore. So, hey, Mel, I found somebody from Ohio to talk about.
You always find people. Eat my ass.
I found a lot of people from Ohio to talk about. We
We're
have a whole segment.
Chock full of freaks.
We have a whole segment of Ohio coming up in a bit.
Awesome.
This gentleman is from the Cincinnati area, and for the fourth time in the past 2 years, he has been arrested for masturbating in public. With the aid of a teddy bear.
Ew.
That's right. Charles Marshall, who's 28, was arrested after employees at a health clinic spotted him pleasuring himself in an alley. Marshall, who has a lovely afro and a chin beard, was cited for disorderly conduct. Now, court records show that Marshall has already been convicted 3 times of engaging in public indecency / disorderly conduct with a teddy bear. The misdemeanor counts resulted in short jail sentences and small fines for Marshall. Well, now that goes over in jail.
Not well.
What are you in for?
Raping a teddy bear.
It was consensual.
Oh.
It was consensual. He was asking for it. Marshall was first.
I came on a teddy bear.
That's so wrong. Like, no. It makes it doubly wrong.
In a teddy bear. Marshall was first busted in February of 2010 when witnesses spotted him engaged, quote, with a teddy bear in the men's bathroom at a public library.
Don't you just want to know the psychology, the backstory of this guy?
Which prompted a judge, and this is sensible, to stay away from all Hamilton County public libraries.
And all teddy bears.
No, just public libraries.
He should not be allowed in Toys R Us.
Seriously, that
FAO Schwartz.
Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Oh, God forbid.
Ironically, my last girlfriend's dog looks like a teddy bear.
Oh.
Just saying.
Now I'm thinking about, like, what if there was, like, a Build-A-Bear that wasn't done yet and he was just using, like, the head or the torso? That's just horrible and mean.
I can't finish the sentence on live. No. Okay.
What?
I'm just going to let you go.
I do that.
It happens.
You got to be quick around here, man. Eat my ass.
There you go. It's unclear whether cops seized his teddy bear or even if they would want to. If so, fellow Cincinnatians should look for him at area's Toys R Us.
Go suck on a bag of dicks, Mel.
Okay, delicious.
All right. That's great. You know what time it is, Mel? It's time for the original segment on our show. It's time for...
Cool!
Hey.
Cool.
Whoa! Cooler Tool this week is brought to you by the In Your Facebook Improv Show.
Why do I want to dance?
Because you just do. You can't help it. It's at 8 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot this Saturday night.
Oh, God, Noel's dancing. It is awesome.
Come on out, see one show, see two shows. Have a beer at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
There's something about, like, a 6 foot, however many Knowles is, dancing. He's so tall and lanky.
All right, so Cooler Tool, first up, getting boobs to help your kids, Mel.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. I didn't hear anything.
No, you
that
didn't.
Is,
I just moved it so it was on the table.
So we're not specifically talking about boobs. Just getting any boobs?
Yeah, just getting boobs to help your kids.
If you put it like that, I'm going to say cool, because I could say, if you're the best you can do is being a stripper or being a model and you need them to make money to feed your family, then okay, cool.
Okay. Noel, what do you think? Cool or tool? Getting boobs to help your family. Your kids.
Cool. Definitely cool. No, actually, you know what? I don't like fake boobs. It's tool.
All right.
No, I don't like fake boobs.
I can't argue with that logic. I'm going to go tool because the most important thing as a parent is to be healthy and there for your kids and to not be a terrible, terrible role model. So it's a tool move because you're being selfish. You're just trying to paint it with the brush of I'm doing it for my kids. You're just a selfish, stupid whore. So stop it.
The thing is that, like, if you're going to have fake boobs, you need to have a deep enough belly button for me to fuck that. Yeah, I said
good,
that.
Good to know. All right, up next in Cooler Tool.
Well, you know, the thing is, last comment, though.
Sure.
There's a lot of really famous models and actresses that have bigger boobs and are probably getting roles, and we're not judging them because they got normal-sized, slightly bigger, sexier boobs.
It's no, super 90s.
I'm judging.
Okay.
That's what we do.
No,
here.
That's cool. That's fine.
That's the whole point of Cooler Tool.
Yeah.
All right, up next, the woman for raising concerns, the health concerns of Manny's dreadlocks. Mel?
Cool, because it was amazing and fun and funny, and I could listen to it over and over again because crazy fascinates me. So cool, just because she's hilarious.
Yeah, you should come sit in a newsroom sometime and listen to the people that call in.
I love it.
That's great. Noel, what do you think? Cool or Tool? She's concerned about people's health.
You know, it's just average on me because my brother, like, had dreadlocks for like 10 years, and so like it's no big deal to me, and he was a little white guy, and so to have a black guy like running some dreadlocks, I mean, hey, I don't like Bob Marley's music, except I respect the heck out of him.
Right, but so the question is, Cool or Tool, the woman for raising concerns about Manny's dreadlocks.
Oh, you're retarded.
You mean her or me?
Her.
Oh, okay. So, Tool then. I'm going to go... See, I'm going to do one of these things where she started out with Cool, but she tipped to the Tool point when she pointed out that she was not, in fact, a fuddy-duddy. Because you got to own it. You really do. If you're a fuddy-duddy, own it. Don't tell me you're not, because you obviously are.
You're crazies well, never know they're crazy.
You know what's Cool or Tool, or own it or bone it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Speaking of which, Teddy Bear Man's stick-to-it attitude. 4 times in 2 years, that's a stick-to-it attitude. Mel, what do you think of his persistence?
Tool. Tool, because teddy bears should be loved and respected. I still have my first teddy bear, and I've never defiled it.
Well, to be fair...
He wears a shirt because I'm shy.
To be fair, Mel, you don't have exterior genitals.
I could get naked, rub against him, and get juice on him, and I would never do that to Sammy the teddy bear, because that is disgusting.
His sticky teddy bear. Noel, what do you think of his persistence?
Well, I admire it.
I thought you would.
Yeah, I admire it, and I'm not going to get in the mill's end.
No, you don't want to do that. You know, I do admire the fact that he in the face of all adversity, finds new and innovative places to fuck his teddy bear in public.
And he knows what he likes.
However, I would encourage him to get a room. I know you want to be adventurous or something like that, but find another place to do it.
What's your cat doing later?
I had one of those cases at work.
Maybe inviting Noel here was a mistake.
I thought you didn't do drugs anymore, Noel.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't. I just do little kittens.
No, that's nice. He doesn't anymore because his brain is permanently altered. So that's Cooler Tool for this week. It's great, isn't it?
Ooh.
Well, let's see. This week I got dumped and...
But why? Why did you get dumped, Noel? That's relevant to the story.
Because I had sex with my 15... No, oh, she's only 10 years old, younger than me.
Okay, young...
You almost said 15-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, let's clarify. All of Noel's girlfriends are of legal age. I just want to make that very clear to anybody, even though he didn't really do a good job of that.
He just likes them
come
young.
Come on, man. Your mom was, like, totally, like, a little older than me.
No.
All right. I've found a solution for Noel. Hey, Noel, maybe you should try something else, maybe.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
There you go. Well, Larry has some advice for you. Ha. Now, I promised a little bit more Ohio stuff for you, and...
Oh, boy.
I will deliver Ohio stuff for you.
Round on the sides, high in the middle.
It's true. Because Ohio provided us with a lot of stuff this week. For instance, an Ohio man crashed his truck into a Taco Bell... After his drive-thru order is $1.99 taco short.
It reminds me of the tomato guy.
Well, they got the order wrong, too. So, I mean, I can understand why you would be upset at that. I mean, it's only right. But this comes from Huber Heights, Ohio, where a 23-year-old man allegedly crashed his truck into a Taco Bell after he did not get one of the tacos he ordered, according to police. Michael Smith was arrested early this morning for felony vandalism in connection with a bizarre 12:15 a.m. incident. You know, this doesn't happen at 12:15 p.m.
No.
Only at a.m. He's being held in the Montgomery County Jail. Now, police...
Just seems like a little bit of an extreme reaction.
A little bit. Now, look, you can see the picture, Mel. No, you can't. But do those look like a little bit of meth marks on his face there?
Yeah, something's going on.
Anyway, police...
Or he walked into a wall.
Sure. Police were called to the Taco Bell by workers who reported that, quote, a white male in a white truck stuck... What? Oh, struck the eatery's entrance, then fled the scene. Now, cops tracked the fluid trail leaking from the vehicle to his home where he was arrested. The cops noted that this guy admitted intentionally striking the building after realizing he did not get one of the tacos he ordered. His crash shattered the windows and caused other damage to the Taco Bell, where the taco retails for 99 cents.
Just for the record, I love tacos.
Well, I love Taco Bell, but if they messed up my order, I wouldn't smash into them. I mean, I live for a Crunchwrap, but come on.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a lot to go through, but yeah, little stuff from Ohio. Now, this also from Ohio. This is a little bit more creative. A gunman wearing a Darth Vader mask robs an Ohio bank and amusingly makes his getaway on a BMX bike.
Oh, that's adorable.
That actually happened here in the Sacramento area, too, about a month or so ago in Citrus Heights.
He's a roving Darth Vader.
A little different.
Same guy.
Not a Darth Vader. I don't know if it was a Darth Vader mask, but it was a guy who made his getaway on a BMX bike.
I just reordered tacos.
Okay. This happened at a Toledo, Ohio bank, according to the FBI. So this is interstate stuff. There's surveillance photo from the Huntington Bank branch. The suspect wielded a handgun. I would have thought a lightsaber. He escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash, which he presumably stashed in his backpack, and then he fled the scene on a BMX bike. So,
and he's still outstanding.
Yeah, I have not heard of any capture of this fellow because he's on his BMX bike. So
go Darth, go.
Darth Vader. What's going on in Ohio, Mel? Explain it to me.
You know, it's one of those states that's sort of mixed up. It's sort of northern, sort of southern, sort of Appalachian. They don't really know who they are sometimes, and I think, you know, they get a lot of crazies.
Yeah, it's like the Florida of the North, really.
Yeah.
It's one of those just unbelievable sort of things that happens. I don't know why, but it does.
Isn't that like the Florida of the West? Not the Florida of the North.
Well, it's more, way more east than anything. It's right by Pennsylvania.
It's like middle America.
Yeah, it's almost East Coast. I mean, really, it's, you know, an hour, a couple, 8 hours to the coast.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to argue here.
I think that's actually part of the problem. It's not quiet middle America, Iowa and Idaho, and it's not quite cool East Coast or West Coast. So it's sort of in the middle. So crazies converge.
Yeah. It's like the donut, you know, like you, the center of a donut, like that would be Ohio, and
the
that
vortex.
Makes sense with the name. The void. There you go. Exactly. You absolutely are right.
I'd never thought of it that way.
I like it.
I can honestly say I've never thought of it that way. I wonder what Larry's doing right now. Probably some dude.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, his mail.
He better
sex.
Be getting me some Kona coffee covered macadamia nuts.
I did remind him of that when he checked in at the airport.
Good.
I said, make sure you remember to remember Mel's thing.
They're my favorite thing in the whole world. Well,
I didn't remember the exact name, so I just said Mel's thing. So he may just be thinking about your vagina the whole time.
Aww, that'd be nice.
You
want to
suck on my macadamia nuts?
Yeah.
Hey, did you know you could hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio?
Yes.
You did, but not everybody does. Stitcher.
And it's new for me.
Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows like us directly on your iPhone, your Android phone, your BlackBerry, or even a Palm phone if you're one of those people. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher. Download it free at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, it is the smarter way to listen to radio. So with all of your free stuff on your phone, you could listen to us.
Joy.
It's true. It's
unless
right
you're me.
Mel does not have a phone capable of such things.
No.
Mel has a phone that's capable of being a paperweight when not in use as a phone.
Exactly.
It has two uses, paperweight, phone.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It doesn't even text.
That's your own choice.
It's true.
Hey, Nate, can I play with your kitty?
No.
No.
No, you may not. But thank you for asking. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Mel. You were a cop.
Yeah.
So, So this comes to us from South Carolina.
You know I hate when you do this, too.
What? Ask you questions as a cop?
No, but I know it's coming. Well, I think I know it's coming.
Well, St. George Police Chief Anthony L. Britt said that an officer who tased a nude 80-year-old woman was justified because the woman would have hurt police officers and EMS crews with her metal walking cane, which she was swinging at officers. Quote, "We just felt that it was the best way to apprehend her and not let her hurt anybody or herself. There was no other way to get her to come down from where she was at that point." Now, back on May 21st, the lieutenant with the police department contacted emergency dispatch regarding noises he heard at his home. A police officer responded and said he found a nude elderly woman in front of a home on Gavin Street banging her walking cane on the rail of the steps. Officers made contact with her. She was non-responsive and quoting scriptures from the Bible. So, a little like Noel was doing earlier, except for the Bible part. Britt says he and another officer arrived shortly after and attempted to talk to the woman. Sometime later, a lieutenant with a police department and EMS crews arrived. This seems to go on for quite some time. According to Britt, police and EMS personnel attempted to talk to the woman with negative results. They attempted to get the cane away from the woman, which almost got officers injured. She swung the cane several times at different officers as they were trying to approach her. One of the officers that came from behind almost got hit in the head with a cane. Seriously, how fast is this 80-year-old woman swinging a cane?
You know, the reality is 80 doesn't necessarily mean frail, and anybody swinging a cane, you can get hurt.
Well, no, I agree, and especially if you're crazy.
I mean, think about people that have little kids, and you get a little kid that does that, close their eyes and swing wildly. You catch one in the face or the nose.
Or the balls.
Or the balls. It's what? Still going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree, except I'll tell you right now, she's staying at my house right now. And it's quite comfortable having an 80-year-old woman in your bed. Besides her looking like my grandma, she has a lovely
disposition.
She's easygoing, is
what
he's saying.
We'll put it that way. We'll put it that way because I wasn't going to finish that sentence.
So you think this absolutely could very well be?
Well, you know, the thing is, you have a couple options, and the thing is, yeah, you could try to get the cane away from her, but my concern would be if they go to get the cane away from her and she either falls off the steps or they go to tackle her and she gets hurt because they get in a scuffle, it's almost easier to tase her, and then when she drops, you know, somebody can be kind of right there behind her because the guy was pretty close behind her, and so maybe it was the best way to keep her from getting injured.
And well, I had to tase her first just to even get her in my house.
Oh, no. No, you have to bring your face to the mic rather than the mic to your face.
Yeah.
Every time you do that, it's scratchy.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Sorry, Nate, to interrupt.
Yeah, that's okay. How about you just pull the mic stand a little bit closer to you? I've turned the mic down so you can do it. This is comical. I thought there was no one worse with a mic stand than Larry, and I was wrong.
No, he has it like kind of a foot away, and then every time he wants to talk, he brings it down like a rock star.
I wanna rock!
Exactly. This show has gone off the rails.
It is. That's okay.
See, now it's about a foot over his head again.
Yeah, well, this is kind of what I was expecting.
It's Noel.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You have a reputation to keep up.
It's true. I mean, if you go out and poke the bear with a stick, what's going to happen? The bear's going to eat your face.
Yeah.
Mel is going to die in a fire.
Oh my god.
Wow, this
eat my ass.
There you go.
What have I done to deserve this?
Right.
Exactly. All right, Mel, I'm going to lay off Ohio for a while just because.
Thank you. But as far as the old lady, hard to say.
Yeah.
I hate people that sort of second guess the cops because I know there was a lot of people there that said they shouldn't have done it. But you only have so many options. You can't shoot her. If you tackle her, you could really hurt her. She could hurt someone else.
Yeah, all the neighbors, and this is a little further down in the article, but all the neighbors are like, they didn't have to tase her. She was 80 years old. Yeah, but she's nuts naked and swinging a cane.
Yeah.
There's kind of a rule. Like, you don't attack an 80-year-old woman and you don't attack a 12-year-old girl. Anything in between, slap the crap out of them.
And the other thing is, you know, she's clearly psychotic. I mean, she's probably right. Alzheimer's or who knows. So, I mean, God forbid she does something and hurts herself. She'd also broken out a bunch of windows, so there could have been glass all over the place to boot. So, who knows?
Yeah, you never know. But if you're looking for a weapon, a New York woman had a little bit different idea.
Well, an 80-year-old woman makes a good weapon.
Give
oh
me.
My. So usually they're so soft and pillowy.
A New York woman pleaded guilty to trying to sink a cop with her pink torpedo. That's right. She's pleaded guilty to striking a policeman in the forehead with a foot-long pink sex toy. Lisa Anderson, 47, copped to a misdemeanor harassment charge in connection with a late April confrontation with a Watertown Police Department officer. Anderson was sentenced 10 days ago to time served in order to pay fines totaling $120. That would buy another foot-long dildo, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
According to the police report, cops encountered Anderson when they were dispatched at 3 a.m. to a Watertown apartment to deal with an unwanted visitor as she was being escorted from the building of a male friend who had called 911. Anderson retrieved the sex toy from a chair and threw it at Officer Jonathan Pitts.
Okay, so I don't know why this is my question.
Okay.
She was unwanted.
Right.
But there was a dildo out.
Sure.
Which is interesting. And did she bring a pink dildo? Because otherwise this guy had a pink dildo at his house. And why was the dildo out unless they were using it? If they were using it, why was she unwanted? I have so many questions.
I don't know.
Pink dildos are very useful.
For what else besides putting in your orifices, though? And don't you do that usually with someone else if you go to a guy's house?
What if you need to plug a sink?
I guess.
The airborne dildo, which investigators estimated was, quote, approximately 12 inches in length, struck Pitts in the head. Anderson then attempted to swing her fist at Officer Pitts, but she was quickly restrained and placed under arrest.
That is, I just want to know more. I just want to talk to her and be like, I have so many questions.
Wait, Officer Pitts?
Pitts.
Pitts.
That's
okay,
not much better.
It's Officer Pitts at 3 a.m.
All right, just making that clear.
Yeah, 3 a.m. is a weird time of day, man, for stuff to go on.
That's at night.
Yeah, it's very strange. So, yeah, it's
I like
absolutely
that. You said
nuts.
3 a.m. is a weird time of day, and Noel followed up with, that's at night. You're both adorable.
Thank you for the clarification. And this guy pissed me off this week. I heard this story.
No pun intended.
I heard this story. We've moved on, dude. Noel cannot sense transitions at all.
He has a small amount of attention deficit disorder, but it's kind of adorable.
Small amount? Niagara Falls had a small amount of water going over it last week when Nick Walenda went on the tightrope.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you guys see that at all?
No.
Let's
talk about it.
I recorded that last week because I knew it was happening. So last Friday night, there was this big buildup on ABC, and of course, on the West Coast, it's already happened. And I watched it on Saturday, so I made it a point not to see what happened with Nick Walenda, whether he fell off of Niagara Falls or not. But there's this huge, long buildup on ABC about, and they have other Daredevil things, and then this, and so on and so forth. And then, as you see him, at one point, he's walking across Niagara Falls on this cable, and he's being interviewed by the hosts as he's walking, which, you know, it's kind of weird, but it's like, wow, that's a lot of concentration to be able to do that. And then they happened to go in tight, and you could see he had a tether going from a harness down to the cable. So sure. the worst thing that could have happened to this guy is he would have swung down below on the cable and then essentially been on a zip line.
Well, he's not crazy.
He's not really that much of a daredevil then either.
Nope.
Because when I saw that, I'm like, really?
Not like the guy that, what, 2-3 weeks ago went over the falls just on his own and
again.
Lived.
That must be me.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about the guy in the kayak?
No, the guy that just went fell over or jumped over or whatever. They said it wasn't a suicide attempt, but
right, yeah.
How else do you fall over Niagara freaking falls?
But this was just the weird. It was just so much buildup, and then they had like the top death-defying daredevil moments of all time as a countdown, which in and of itself was kind of cool. And the number one is the guy who flies like in the winged flying suit.
Oh yeah,
who flew through this mountain in China. Mm-hmm. Is absolutely nuts. Absolutely, like Evel Knievel only came in like 15th.
Huh.
Like the best Evel, the guy who climbed skyscrapers without any equipment, just climbed the face of skyscrapers, barely cracked the top 10 of the most dangerous things. It's absolutely
totally
nuts.
Spider-Man.
So yeah, that was really kind of interesting. It's like, because you think of the high wire walker and you're out there on your own and you're out there alone. And first they revealed that he would be in communication with his father, who was his technical guy. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he's about 30 feet out on the line. And he's like, are you okay to talk to, are you okay to talk to what, I can't remember the name of the host. And he goes, yeah, I can talk to him. And he's just
I'm a daredevil. I'm not a suicidal guy.
He's just carrying on a conversation while he's walking. It was just really weird, but he made it across, and they suspended the rules saying you can't do any daredevil stuff at Niagara Falls just for this, and there you go. Nick Walenda.
Good for him.
But this other guy, who claimed he was hitchhiking across America to write a book about kindness in America. And then last week, it came out that he was shot. He was found shot by the side of the road. And I'm
Which
like,
was really upsetting.
Right. Well, here's what's more upsetting. He actually shot himself.
Why?
His name is Ray Dolan. He's from West Virginia. And he was gathering stories for a memoir about how nice people are when supposedly a man in a pickup truck pulled over and then shot him in the arm. Now, it's a great story. But police even arrested a 52-year-old man under suspicion of that. But he was cleared after the search of his truck turned up no evidence. Now, under more interrogation, Dolan admitted to police that he made up the story and actually shot himself in the arm. Now, we don't know whether he lied to cover up for his own foolishness or to simply grab attention, but we do know that America is slightly less kind when people try to get other people in trouble for fake shootings.
Yeah, I really, really want to know why.
We don't. I mean, they don't know. I mean, it could be a situation where he accidentally did it and was like, fuck, I shot myself in the arm accidentally. I need to cover this shit up.
That certainly goes against his memoir.
Yeah. Well, everyone in America is apparently nice, but him. That's how it goes. So, yeah, it was like, and of course, he's out in like middle of Montana or somewhere like that. And of course, Montana is famous for like the Unabomber living there and Ted Turner has a place, you know, crazy people. Yeah. So it wasn't really that surprising until it was, you know, a few days later. So good on the cops for carrying on the interrogation with that.
Noel, are you heavy wearing all those chains? Or are they?
I don't know why my chains have anything to do with our conversation.
I'm always a little envious because I used to wear a lot of that kind of jewelry and I like it and I can't wear it for my work and stuff, but I always wonder if it's heavy. Well, because you know, I have a chain, but it's kind of heavy.
Mel, I work out.
You work out so you can lift those chains?
I can lift those chains.
Noel wears a lot of really sexy jewelry. Noel also has his nails done, and most guys can't pull it off, but for some reason, again, Noel can do it and it's sexy.
I appreciate that, and thank you, Mel, but
you're welcome.
Yeah, the three of us all do improv together, and I let them take stabs at me. And that's all I have to say.
What?
I don't know.
Did that have anything to do with what you just said?
No, I'm just saying we do improv. That's how we know each other, so that's why she gets to screw with me a little bit.
I'm not screwing with you. I want your ring that's on your left ring finger.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That was given by a girl that just dumped me.
But I want it.
You want it?
We'll barter.
We can work that out.
Okay.
We can get all Mel and Noel on it. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Noel.
Yeah. Ask it up.
Isn't pussy your friend?
No, let's repeat that.
Isn't pussy your friend?
Very good friend. Very close.
All right. We're gonna go a little serious right now. We're going to talk about unemployment in America. And a new study out that unemployment is taking a tough mental toll on people. They cite for an example, this is from CNN, Michael Dixon hasn't had a job since September. He's not relaxing at home. He is, in fact, living at a friend's house without paying rent. He spends all day searching online for job opportunities and more short-term ways to make money, fearing that if he stops to watch TV, he'll miss something. Says it's kind of like a feeling of, I can't believe this is happening to me, and a sense of hopelessness. He's a 38-year-old Seattle resident. He said, you really, really start to question who you are. He's an experienced software test engineer. He knows he's not alone in his jobless turmoil. The unemployment rate in the U.S. is 8.1%. Now it's higher in California. But that doesn't include people who haven't been looking for a job recently. Deceptively, the unemployment rate will likely drop this summer, but that's because of federal extended unemployment benefits are running out for an additional 115,000 people. That statistic doesn't capture just how many Americans have been desperately wishing for a job for a long time. Now, here's the rub on this. Psychologists point out the serious mental health consequences of being in a situation like that for a long time. It's common for people who've been unemployed for 6 months or longer to show signs of depression. eating habits focusing on comfort foods, leading to binging, stress, anxiety, and negative thoughts.
That's perfect. Then they can go on disability.
Make it hard to get a good night's sleep, resulting in fatigue and lethargy. So let me ask you guys. I know, Noel, you own your own salon, so you're in business for yourself.
Sure.
And Mel, you've had a variety of things. Have either of you been out of work for an extended period of time?
I completely cannot relate. I've never, by choice, since I was a child, been unemployed, except for when I was a student, and even then I worked, and I've never not been able to find a job when I wanted to find a job pretty much immediately. I've always gone from job to job. And Paul, my boyfriend, by choice, took 2 years off, and it was awesome. And then as soon as he wanted to go back to work, went back to work.
It's very lucky. Noel, what about you?
I took 1 year off. I tried to quit and just work for a record label. Mm-hmm. But no. I've been working since I was 9.
No.
Like I've worked my bones off.
Well, and the reason I ask is I did have one stretch of time where I was unemployed for 5 months because mm-hmm. I got fired by a fucking asshole who can rot in the bowels of hell for all of eternity. And I was working as a radio DJ at the time. And it's really hard if you're a radio DJ, at this point, to find work anywhere, but to find a job when you don't already have a gig. It's incredibly difficult. And you will spend, you know, months at a time without a job. And I was in sort of a small town, and I couldn't find a full-time job for, it ended up being 5 months that I was unemployed for. And a lot of that stuff really does happen. It starts to settle in, because the first thing that happens if you get fired or lose your job is you immediately go into this mode of, you know what, fuck it. They're assholes. I'll be fine. I'll find something else. It'll be better. It'll be great. After about a month, when you don't find something, you start to go, huh, I wonder what's going on. I wonder what's wrong. I wonder, you know, if I could be doing something different or whatever. Now, this was before the internet, so I couldn't be searching online for jobs. I was kind of limited to how I could search for them. But as time started to go on, I started to have those same sort of things. And in fact, I got into a place where I was incredibly depressed. I didn't want to get off the couch. I did the things I needed to do to apply for jobs. But aside from that, I didn't want to do anything. And, you know, I was on unemployment a little bit and I was working a part-time job. But you have just enough money to get by. You don't want to go out and treat yourself because you don't have that money. You're like, and I didn't even want to apply for unemployment, even though I had qualified, because I grew up on a farm working all the time. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to apply for unemployment. I don't want to be one of those people that's on unemployment. And the girlfriend that I had at the time explained to me, and quite correctly, that if the unemployment insurance is there because you lose a job, it's to go ahead and support stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Noel's going to break something.
I can't.
All I did was twist my foot.
I can't. You know, I can't really relate. Obviously, because I've never been employed. I have a friend that's been unemployed for a couple years, and you see it. You know, and especially for men, I think you get so much of your identity from your career that it really beats you up when you don't have. Like, so what do you do? I'm not working right now.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're my boyfriend, who was like thrilled to tell everybody that he was taking 2 years off and was early retired, and he screwed around and enjoyed himself.
Well, that's different.
But he was
though.
Also really smart, and he did it by choice, and he had a savings, and he wasn't stressed out, and he knew he had sort of a fallback plan.
Right. If you do it by choice, it's completely different than if somebody comes in and says, you don't work here anymore. Get your stuff and get out.
Yeah, his was the opposite. He told his boss she could go fuck herself, and off he went.
So, I mean, that's a completely different situation, but it's interesting that CNN and other outlets are finally starting to point out that this is a bigger thing. And if you're in that situation, you're not likely to be able to go and talk to a psychologist and talk about why you feel that way.
But I bet you, and I'm no way comparing this, because example A is real and example B is not real, but I would not be surprised if you start seeing a trend or a phenomenon of people going out for disability benefits, saying they've been unemployed, they're having such bad depression. You know, when people say, like, and I don't even need to use the example I was using because it's so inappropriate, so forget it. But I think there'll be a trend of people saying, now I can't go to work because I'm so depressed that I'm disabled.
I don't know. I mean, that might be a solution if you're somebody who has reached a point where your unemployment benefits have run out and you don't have any prospects. And you're not somebody who's willing to do something else. I mean, my whole thing was I wasn't just going to go out and take a Joe job doing something else. I wanted to continue in my career path. And you get a certain amount of time for that, but then at a certain point, you've got to go, I need to work and put food on the table.
You know what? There was the Occupy thing, and they were talking about the 99%. Well, why aren't the 99% trying to work? And if you don't want to work, eat a bag of dicks and die in a fire.
Well, the point is, Noel, that a lot of people do want to work. They just can't find work.
Is that true? They can't find it, or are they trying?
Well, I'm sure there are some people who are not trying that hard, but there are plenty of people who are looking for work, but who want to. I mean, if you go through training and you have worked in a certain line or a certain field, that's what your line of expertise is in. That's what you do. That's what you would that would be your preferred field to work in. Now, at a certain point, you look and go, well, what else can I do with my skill set to make a living? And if you're not doing that, then I think you're doing a disservice to yourself, and then that's a problem too.
And you also have the rub of, I can go work at McDonald's, but then I'm not making as much money as I would make on unemployment, and do the benefits outweigh the, you know, pros and cons.
That's almost exactly what I was going to say.
And that's a problem. And when I was on unemployment in the state of Vermont, here's how they had it set up, and I thought this worked really well. You were given a certain amount of unemployment benefit, and for the sake of round numbers, I'll say it was $200 a week. And if you worked a part-time job like I did, you could make up to $50 a week extra, and you wouldn't lose anything off your unemployment benefit. So you could make a total of like $250.
Sure.
If you made, let's say you made $100 a week, they would take $50 off your unemployment. So your unemployment check would be $150, and then you would have your $100 check. And that would enable you to take a part-time job that could develop into something else. I had another situation where a radio station got sold. I found myself unemployed for about a month and a half, so not as long. So none of this really sort of applied this time. But in New York State, and I don't know what it's like in California, this is the way they explained it to me. New York State, your unemployment is based on 4 days. If you work one day, you lose one quarter of your unemployment benefit, whether you make a dollar or whether you make $100. You don't even have to make any money. You could sell Avon door to door and go, hi, my name is Mel and I sell Avon, and you hand out a business card. You've worked that day, technically. So in New York State, the laws aren't set up for people to be able to go out and do something part-time and have it work into full-time. And I think that's a horrible disservice to people too, because you run into that exact same situation where, like, I can't take this job because I'm not going to be able to even have this base level of stuff. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at as to how everything is set up. Is it really set up to get people back to work? Because I was warned of that when I went into New York State to apply for the thing, because they told me about this woman who had an office job and she got laid off. And she's like, okay, well, with my unemployment and my Avon that I sell on the side, I'll be fine. And then somebody reported her to the Department of Labor for selling Avon. They said, hey, she's working, after about a month or two. And she ended up having to pay back, despite the fact she did not have a job, she ended up having to pay back the Department of Labor that full month and a half of unemployment that she had been working for.
Wow.
Yeah. So it sucks. And people really need to look at labor laws and go, are we really doing what we need to do to try and give people that encouragement to take the job that could lead to something else, that to do that? Or are we putting them in a situation where I have to stay on unemployment because if I take a job, I'm going to be much worse off.
Right. I'll be making less.
Exactly. So that's that was just sort of the... We have serious conversations here, too, Noel.
Yeah, it gets deep.
I know. That's
it gets
what makes...
really deep.
We're a roller coaster of emotions.
Have you ever read that magazine Rant?
No.
That's
I have
all.
Not. So now we're going to change change course a little bit here. Two O'Fallon women charged with flashing on a golf course. How's that for a change of pace?
I want to know why people were bothered.
Flashing on a golf course.
Indeed.
Just to say, when I first started working doing hair, I worked on the 18th hole of the biggest golf course in Sacramento, or Grass Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Doing hair?
Doing hair.
On the 18th hole?
On the 18th hole. I was in the 18th hole. I was right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so
So, like, if people played a round of golf and then their hair was fucked up, you'd fix it?
Something like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You mean the 19th hole? Because the 18th hole is actually part of the golf course. Were you
I was the 19th hole.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
In my mouth.
Oh, I got it.
I knew he was going there. This comes to us from St. Louis.
Wow, that joke went so far over my head.
I know, and it took
catching up.
I know, and it took the long way to get there, too.
I'm like naive girl.
Yeah, police arrested two women after they allegedly exposed themselves on an Alton, Illinois golf course. Officers with Madison County Sheriff's Office responded to the Woodlands Golf Course. This happened at 2 in the afternoon, so there you go. A citizen complained. Fucker. The caller stated that two women were exposing their sexual organs while on the course. When officers arrived, they saw Alicia Binford, 43, and Shelley Lewis, 45, lewdly exposing their breasts.
Again, I gotta know why. Why?
Now, look, if they were holding a baby up to them, then that would be perfectly fine, but...
There's nothing wrong with breasts.
And they're good-looking women.
They're reasonably attractive mid-40s ladies. So they are both from O'Fallon, Missouri. They were arrested and charged with public indecency. They were taken to the Madison County Jail and held on $100 bond.
I love that there's the mugshots for both of them, and one of them appears to still not have a shirt on.
Oh, I'm so missing out right now.
Actually, both of them appear to not have shirts on. It's,
no, one has like a tank top or something.
Yeah, it's oh yeah, I see a strap there. Yeah, this chick looks like she's not wearing anything.
Good for her. She's pretty cute. They're both attractive women.
Yeah, they're all right. There's nothing wrong with them. So
I'd give her a jump.
Yeah, you know who else would give a chick a jump? This lesbian, who, 24-year-old Massachusetts woman who allegedly masqueraded as a teenage boy. She's facing federal charges for engaging in illicit sexual conduct with a 15-year-old girl who was unaware that the boyfriend she met online was actually a female.
There's about 43 things that are upsetting about this story.
Carissa Hads was arrested 2 weeks ago on a U.S. District Court complaint accusing her of coercion or enticement of a minor, felony carrying a maximum of 30 years in prison. She was ordered held without bond by a federal magistrate judge who ruled that she was a flight risk and a danger to the community. Now, following her arrest on May 24th, agents searched her front pants pocket and located a, quote, fake flesh-colored penis that she apparently used during one of the two prior sexual encounters with the teenage victim.
It's so boys don't cry.
I have a flesh-colored penis.
That would be appropriate, I would think.
But it's not kept in your pocket.
No.
Well, it's kept in my drawers.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. So this 24-year-old woman convinced this 15-year-old girl that she was a dude and... they had sex, and now she's in deep, deep trouble.
The thing that's bizarre...
Oh, trust
I mean,
me, it'd be deep.
There's so many things about it that are bizarre. Millions of things about it this right. are bizarre. But things about it that are bizarre is that she said she was 17 with twins. Yes, her profile says she was a youth pastor who was 17 with twins or something.
Sure.
And this 15-year-old girl's mother hosted her, paid for her hotel, let them be together. 15-year-old with a 17-year-old who already has kids and put them in a hotel together, and now you're upset?
Yeah, it was a long-term thing. It was like 8 months thing, and this person was flown to West Virginia, picked up by the girl's mother, who transported Wilson, which was the name they're given to the home, during the five-day stay in late February. Wilson and the young girl engaged in sexual intercourse. In an interview with law enforcement agents, the girl further describes a sexual encounter in her home with Wilson. The teenager said that Wilson, who did not undress, quote, pulled his penis through his unzipped pants and held on to the base of the penis during the sexual encounter. The girl, who said the act was videotaped, described the penis as flesh-colored. Well, what other color would it be?
Purple.
You brilliant teenage girl.
Sparkly and pink.
Here's a tip. Here's a tip for you. Last week,
was his tip like?
It was apparently flesh-colored and fake. Here's the tip for you. If a guy is just pulling his penis out through the zipper of his pants, it's probably not a real penis, and you shouldn't have sex with him. Because no guy in his right mind wants to risk zipper chafe on the shaft of his cock while he's slamming it in and out of you.
Well, someone who's not uber religious that won't get naked at all and has a back brace covering their chest and pulls their penis through so much of that was weird.
Yeah.
I'm amazed when people don't go like, something's not right.
Right. Well, the other, yeah, I'll give you, if you want to leave the pants on, you want to pull the underwear down, fine. But if someone is pulling their penis out through the fly of their pants, run away. Run away. Well, here, the other thing is, first of all, do you really want to subject your labia to that potential zipper issue?
All right, we're going through this.
I don't think a 15-year-old would necessarily think
about
that.
You're going through the labia?
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the story about the guy that he kept walking up to people saying, "I'm Irish, I have a small peepee. Give me a hug, it's my birthday." Smallest penis I've ever seen in my life.
And that boy was Jason Casey. sorry. Just kidding, Jason.
Guy was acting rough. I'm just going to get it out of the way. Dropped his pants, pulled out his pee-pee, and it was a pee-pee because it was the smallest penis I've ever seen in my life. And peed on my girl's car. While flexing.
I've heard this story, too. Mel's befuddled.
I just have to throw it out real quick, and we're going to talk about this.
I feel like I'm stoned.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of do too. And I don't smoke. I don't do drugs.
Oh, so there's your story for you. Irishman with a small penis. And again,
I just wanted to close it off.
I think that was a good thing to do. Like, made sense.
Yeah, a little cream on the cake.
And again, Jason, so sorry, but I couldn't pass it up. I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm not sorry, Jason.
I have no idea of Jason's penis size, but he is an Irish guy, so I just assumed.
He lived a block away from me, and I don't know what his penis size is.
Do you know the penis size of all the other guys on your block? No. I'm just kind of curious about that.
Well, I know Alex tried to ask my girl.
All right.
Except he hasn't. But after last night, so whatever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good times. I just got to finish it up.
Okay.
Is it time? Say it's time.
It is time, Mel.
Small town news. Everybody loves that small town news.
Oh, small town news brought to us by our Amazon page. If you're going to shop Amazon, please do it through us. Go to NateDarlingShow.com. Click the Shop Amazon Through Us tab. It doesn't cost you a dime extra, and it helps support the show. We really, really appreciate it.
Buy a pink torpedo for self-defense.
Mm-hmm. Somebody bought a big red butt plug last month.
Wow, yay.
And lube.
Our fans are awesome and liberal.
Salute. So, yes, we do see what you buy, but we don't see who buys it. So fill...
Noel.
So fill your orifice with whatever sex toy you like or whatever. But that's how you can support the show, and it won't cost you any money. So that's how we roll here. Small town news. And let me tell you a story about small town news, Mel. The crappy newspaper that I was pulling a lot of our small town news from,
yeah,
decided they were going to go big time and start charging for subscription.
Lame.
Online. And I'm like, oh, let me see how much it is. You know how much it would be for a year? Or $150. So I said, fuck you.
Did you say, eat my ass?
I did.
It's a lot of money.
It's a fucking lot of money for your shitty newspaper so I can pull a small town news story. So small town news is going to move around the country from now on. There's no limits of where it could be from. This week it's from Ohio.
Again!
A little town called Sugar Creek, Ohio, which I made sure was a small town. It is. The giant cuckoo clock gets a new home in Ohio Village.
Awesome.
One of the world's largest cuckoo clocks has a new home. The wooden clock measures more than 23 feet tall, 24 feet wide, and 13 feet deep, like Noel's ass. It was hauled... Sorry. It was hauled Wednesday from a vacant lot to a street corner in Sugar Creek, about 70 miles south of Cleveland.
It fit the whole thing. Yes. The whole thing.
It features a hand-carved five-piece band playing music and a cuckoo bird that sounds at regular intervals. Sounds delightful.
That is awesome. It's too bad it's so far away because I'm going home in a couple months, but it's too far away to go see.
Oh, no, it's not. It's south of Cleveland.
I know. I'll be in Cincinnati.
Oh, maybe you'll see the teddy bear man.
No.
Sugar
not south my ass.
Sugar Creek Mayor Clayton Wellers tells the Times reporter in nearby New Philadelphia, it's such a small town it doesn't have a paper. The clock doesn't function, but it will get the needed electrical work to operate again. They're going to make it happen.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. I like cuckoo clocks.
A Swiss cheese maker added the clock to his restaurant near Wilmot 3 decades ago. The restaurant closed in 2009 and the clock was sold to an Ohio man who agreed to move it to Sugar Creek. So, new home for a big cuckoo clock.
That's
that, my friends, is small town news.
I love small town news, man.
I know, it's fun. So, fuck you, Orleans County Record.
Yeah. Psh. Eat our ass.
Yeah, eat our ass. I'm not paying you money.
Eat a dick and die in a fire.
Seriously, I've read your writing. I wouldn't throw a dime at you. to get your writing. I would sooner give money to the hobos than do that. It's true. And I don't give money to hobos.
No, you hate hobos.
No, I hate people who don't have the good sense to not beg me for money.
The Huffington Post.
The Huffington Post?
Mm.
What?
Mm.
They don't beg me for money.
No?
No.
Oh, well, good for them. I guess you can read them.
Wow.
All right. I can't argue with that.
On that note.
Because you can't argue with crazy. That's how it goes. So that's how we end the year of shows, Mel.
Yay.
I know. It's crazy. Larry, hope you have fun in Hawaii.
Bring me my nuts.
Yeah. Mel wants nuts.
I want to congratulate Mr. Nate Darling for working so hard and like putting so much effort into a very creative show.
Tonight harder than others.
Thank you, Nolan. And thank you for sitting in for Larry. I do appreciate it. As challenging as it was at times, that's what makes it fun. Is every now and then you do something a little bit different that makes life fun. So that's what we did this week. And please, just as a reminder, if you're going to shop Amazon, do it through our site, natedarlingshow.com. It's a big help to us here. It's how we afford to buy things like domain names and space online and equipment to do the podcast. And it's really a big help. Next week, Mel, we have a special guest.
We do.
Mel, would you tell the people who we have coming in?
We have Arjun Singh of the band Wallpaper.
We do. And if you're not familiar with the band Wallpaper.
Really?
Among other things. He does some other really cool shit, so we'll talk about everything.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a drummer in this band.
Well, I'm stoked. Damn, I didn't know you went that far.
So follow that. He's got to follow you, Noel, though. So good luck to him.
Yeah.
Larry will probably be back next week, too. So Arjun will be in next week. We'll talk about things like South by Southwest, Coachella, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
His videos, have you seen?
I have.
Oh, fuck. I want 3D glasses.
Yeah, he's
I told him he's like Jesus.
He does some crazy funny videos, too. So we'll talk about all that. Larry returns next week, and we will have our year-long celebration with Mel coming up in a few weeks.
Yay, I want cupcakes.
That's how we do it. All right, kids, thank you for joining us. We will talk to you all next week. Y'all have a good time.
Good night, Noel.
Good night. Thanks for having me.
Song, this song, fucking best song ever.